Time for Friday food news and reviews, and we've got a double feature for you this morning. First, we're going to talk about the new chicken sandwiches that came out this week. And with us is our friend Dan Levy, who you hear on John Landecker's show with the weekly Food Fight segment, and he's hosted the popular podcast Barguments. Are you digested? Did you have a chance to savor both the new McDonald's and the new Popeyes chicken sandwiches, Dan?
The minute Haley sent me a text message, Bob, I stopped everything I was doing and drove straight to Popeyes.
All right, well,
I didn't realize that there was two ghost pepper chicken sandwiches from there. There's just a plain one, and then there's one with cheese and bacon.
Yeah.
So I got two of them, so I can split them in half with my wife and try them that way.
All right,
and then when I got to work, I got the McDonald's chicken Big Mac. So it was the tastiest show prep I've ever done.
Good research. Let's talk about the new Popeyes ghost pepper sandwich first. What did you think of it? As I understand it, this is sort of a variation on the popular Popeyes chicken sandwich that caused a big commotion a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I would say that is actually an appropriate way to say it, because it was pretty much the same taste, except the spice level was a little bit hotter. It wasn't as hot as I've had. I've in some local Nashville chicken spots around Chicago, I've had way hotter, but this one is definitely spicier than the one people are waiting out lines for. The only thing I would say is that the chickens, I got two of them. There was one that was regular, just had the pickles, the sauce, and that was it. And there was one that had cheese and bacon. And actually, the one that was plain was better than the one with the cheese and the bacon. The cheese and the bacon actually was a little bit, it took away a little bit from the actual taste of the chicken itself. So the first one, if you're going to do it, if you're going to go to Popeyes, I would say just get the plain one. You don't need the cheese and bacon. It's actually better without. So that one was really good. That was a really tasty sandwich.
Yeah, they advertise it as slow-burning, chili-infused ghost pepper sauce atop the classic Louisiana-inspired crispy chicken filet. Is that truth in advertising? Is that accurate?
Very truth in advertising. I will say there's no lie in that one. It was tasty. But it wasn't, like I said, whenever they advertise like ghost pepper, I'm like, all right, how hot are we going to go? And it's still a fast food chain. And then when you have it, you're like, it's spicy, but not as spicy as I thought it would be. I would say the spice level was not too far different than the original spicy chicken sandwich.
So would you prefer then the original to this new one?
I would say I couldn't really tell the difference if you lined the two up. If this is the one that they're advertising, it is. If someone's going there and looking to, I want to try a ghost pepper sandwich and not have my face melt, that's the one I would do. But if you're going to go to like, I really want to, I'm a spice lord, and I really want to do some like, you know, hot ones, first we feast kind of, you know, I want to, you know, cry. This isn't the sandwich to do that for.
What do they charge you for this at Popeyes?
This was an $8 sandwich.
Hmm. No, you can expense it. You can fill out an expense report for us. We'll take care of you there, Dan. All right, let's get to the...
It gets paid back at IOUs. I'll take it.
The Chicken Big Mac, which is now at McDonald's, actually came out yesterday. Chicken Big Mac patty, Big Mac bun, lettuce, Big Mac sauce, cheese, and pickle. What did you think of this sandwich?
This sandwich was awesome. I love a McChicken sandwich, and I think anybody that likes McDonald's that's had McChicken sandwiches, this one was really good. I actually would prefer this one to the Popeyes.
Yeah.
Taste level was better. The two chicken sandwiches on top of it, and the one thing I did like about it, because when you do order a Big Mac, usually anybody that's ever ordered a Big Mac, you open it up and your entire lap is covered in a lettuce confetti kind of action.
Right.
Because they put so much lettuce. And this one was actually the appropriate amount of lettuce. It wasn't that bad. And it was tasty. This was a really good sandwich. I'm kind of surprised they haven't done this one before. This one I would prefer to the Popeyes.
Cheaper than Popeyes?
It was $5.99. So it was maybe $2 cheaper than Popeyes. But still, more affordable.
Mm-hmm. And need we go over the calorie content and the fat in both of these sandwiches?
I have chosen to not look at the sodium or the well, I think the calories, it was about a little over 1,000 for the Big Mac, but I did try to split that one in half and have somebody else at work go, all right, you try a little bit of this too, because I don't know if I'll be able to sleep without a dry mouth tonight, so let's figure this out.
So were you a fan of the Big Mac at McDonald's?
I love the Big Mac is always the classic sandwich, but I think as far as anybody who's, when you become an adult, the quarter pounder is always the best one. If you're going to say, hey, I'll get anything at McDonald's, what do you want? I'll buy it. The quarter pounder is still my favorite.
All right, this one. Go ahead, Dan.
But the Big Mac is, if somebody said, hey, I got an extra Big Mac, do you want it? I'm like, yes, I'll take it.
You won't turn it down.
I won't turn it down.
Say this one, it's two juicy tempura chicken patties.
Yes.
Tempura chicken patties, that's how they're describing it, huh?
Well, they can dress it up however they want. It's two big chicken patties. I don't know if they're going to call it tempura, if they're going to call it, you know, whatever they want to dress it up as. It's two big chicken sandwiches. It's good.
All right. Well, I guess the word from Dan Levy is if you want to save some money and have a better sandwich, go McDonald's. And you do like the Popeyes, but you want it a little more spice, right?
Popeye's delicious. I've never been disappointed, but to be honest, I like the Big Mac sandwich better.
Okay. More from Dan Levy on the John Landecker Show, the weekly food fights, and also the podcast Barguments with Dan. Appreciate you doing the food sampling for us this morning, Dan. Very well done.
Anytime. I love assignments. So let me know the next one. I need to drop everything and get in my car and go do. I am about it.
We have some more gourmet assignments waiting for you. Have a good one.
Maybe this time we just go visit a couple of salad bars and we'll round this out.
Yeah, you may need to after this. All right. You have a good eating
weekend.
Maybe
I'll tell you how the smoothie
weekend. Bar at the gym is. Take care. We'll see you. And
see you guys.
After a break, we will get into this Sun-Times article. You may have seen it this week. Seven food debates guaranteed to spark heated discussions. WGN. Did you see the headline in the food section of the Sun-Times this week? Pineapple on pizza? Ketchup on steak? Seven food debates guaranteed to spark heated discussions. Susanna Parr, food blogger, wrote that. She joins us now to talk about it. Good morning, Susanna.
Good morning, Bob. I'm so happy to be here. And yeah, I love the article. It's just the controversy, which is always great for discussions.
Yeah, let's go through some of these. By the way, I love your accent. Where are you from?
Thank you. I'm originally from Slovakia, living in Austria, travel the world, but we never get rid of the accent. Yeah.
And you're in Austria today. Aren't you?
Yes, I'm in Austria today. It's lunchtime. Already had three of my coffees, and yes.
Well, let's talk about pineapple on pizza for lunch. And this is one of the debates. And I've always maintained I don't like the stuff on pizza that everybody's throwing on top of it. But this is one that kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes, actually. I personally love the pineapple on pizza because I love that sweet and salty contrast. But what I have to say, I have to have a pizza always with ketchup.
Oh, no.
Yes, I know. And I've done this. I am really not proud of that because when I went to Italy once and I asked for a ketchup, the look on the face of the waiter was just, I will never do that again in Italy. But yes, we all have different tastes and different priorities. Yes.
No, yeah, just don't come to Chicago and ask for ketchup on your hot dog. The other ketchup controversy that you mentioned.
Yes.
Can ketchup go on everything? And you write about ketchup on eggs or even steak. What about that?
Yeah. Well, even though I love ketchup on pizza, I cannot have it on steak. Because for me personally, steak is seen as a high quality premium food, you know, and it should be enjoyed just pure. I cannot even have a sauce on steak. But it always depends on the people, on the priorities. And also the people discuss, should it be done medium rare? Should it be done completely fully cooked? Mm-hmm. It really depends.
Mm-hmm. The next debate on your list of seven, cilantro, a soapy disaster or essential herb? Wow. Now, I never heard about cilantro tasting funny to some people.
There actually, it's a genetic influence, and we all have different food preferences. There's so many people, I've read an article that apparently majority of Europeans, we taste it as a soap. It does not taste to me as a soap, but it's a very strong, it has got a very strong flavor. And what's funny about this is that just a little herb, just a simple herb can taste so different to different people.
Interesting. Next, we have the question of what is the best pasta shape? Now for me, I always like a pasta that's a little thicker, and I guess you do too, don't you? What's your take on this?
I do love when there is a thick sauce. Yes, I love a thick pasta, but I always prefer the thinnest spaghetti I can get.
Uh-huh.
But
okay.
Again, it's completely different to every single person. Some people really like pesto with spaghetti and fettuccine, but they always say the thick radiatori or rigatoni, they've got these ridges which hold the sauce well, and that's why it tastes a bit different.
Right. Yeah, I like that. Like the ridges too. All right. This is a controversial one. Does the order of the milk matter? Now you're talking about cereal here, aren't you?
It does big time. to some people. I don't know. What about you?
I put the cereal in first. I thought okay. Everybody did.
I do as well, but if you don't like that soaky, chewy taste, then once you put it on top, you get the crunch, and the crunch stays much longer. Some people even keep adding, they just put a milk with cereal, and then they just keep adding a little bit more to keep that crunch still.
Yeah. All right. Well, talking about the crunch factor, the next debate you mentioned here, are the best cookies crispy or chewy?
Yes.
What do you prefer?
I prefer crispy.
Yeah, me too.
I love the crispiness. But again, and it's also different countries. In Norwegian countries, for example, they love crispiness. You guys have big, chewy, really big cookies, which we are not used to the big pieces. We've got our cookies are always tiny, small ones.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do admit, though, I like to put the cookie in the microwave sometimes to get that,
chewy
that. One.
I have to try.
All right. And finally, the most controversial debate on your list of seven food debates guaranteed to spark heated discussions is breakfast the most important meal of the day. Now, we always heard that it was, but now everybody's doing this intermittent fasting, aren't they?
Yes. And I do it. I've tried it as well. And again, breakfast, it depends. For me personally, when I eat breakfast, then I eat the whole day. When I skip the breakfast, I am not that hungry. But I think the most important is what type of breakfast you eat.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to energize you. I am always against all the high carbs, lots of sugar breakfast, because then your blood sugar just rises up and then you're hungry all the time.
Yeah, I know. You're a low carb person. I know that.
Yes,
all right.
Yes.
I won't have my Goo Goo Cluster candy bar for breakfast in that case. It's freelance food blogger and cookbook author Zuzana Parr from Austria this morning. Thanks for being in our Friday food section today.
It was lovely to be there. Thank you so much, folks.
And thank you.